We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, February 24th, 2020. You're going to notice a lot of talk today about 12K for Tom. We'll explain that coming up in a minute. But of course, we got to get into some weekend nosiness and a special treat for you in the podcast today. You'll get to hear The Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy. All the juicy gossip from Hollywood. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is bright. It is early. It is Monday. And I'm just super excited to see all of your smiling faces. Mostly because I'm just nosy and I need to know what you guys were doing all weekend. Yep. Although I felt like we talked a lot over the week. There was a lot of text messages between us over the weekend. It felt like more than normal.
There were?
Yeah. It was just all of the stuff that was happening.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember all the... Do you want me to read them all?
Well, I have my phone right here, but we're all saying no, Carson. There weren't.
Are you guys in a different group text without me?
No, you never respond to group texts.
I don't.
Yeah, you were
no,
the worst.
No, you started it with the 99.
Yeah.
Oh,
you kicked it off.
That's right. You sent the first one. You were at the 99.
Spoiler alert, I went to the 99 this weekend.
Oh, and then Annie talking about the thing.
Annie, it's something about shooting a video. There was that text message. And then there was the text message about friends getting back together on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And then there was about Justin Bieber album going to number one.
Let's go. The most important information of the entire weekend.
Yeah, no wonder.
How are you skipping over it?
No wonder
I didn't realize it.
There was a lot of text messages going on. What did you do this weekend, Kennedy? What did you get into?
So I was supposed to go on the Cape with some girlfriends on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. How did that go?
Didn't. So I woke up on Saturday morning. I finished off one of my chairs that I've been working on. And then within 2 hours, I had 101 degree fever.
Right. Oh.
So that was fun.
So you just didn't go. Did they still go?
Or? Of course, yes. They went. They had a wonderful time.
So what have we learned about you and trips to the Cape over the past month?
Well, no, this one
wasn't her
so
fault.
Fun.
No, I'm not
I
saying
was
it's
super
your
excited.
Not your fault. I'm just saying.
So that happened. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I did all the adulting things. I went out, got my nails did. I went to the Walmart to get a shoe thing because my shoes have been all over my spare room, just all over the floor. And then I bought a couch.
Mm. You really,
fully
really did it yesterday.
Adulting. Sometimes you just have to adult, and
it
I
was
did it.
Such a beautiful weekend.
Gorgeous.
Right? I mean, it was unbelievable and just a perfect weekend to stay in and watch way too much television.
That was ridiculous. The sun was shining. I know that.
What?
I have a list here, Kennedy. So I bolted out of here right after the show on Friday so I could go see the new...
9:58.
I was gone. I wanted to see that new Harley Quinn movie because my wife had already seen it, which I thought was fantastic, by the way. So over the weekend, I saw the Harley Quinn movie. I watched both Celtics games because it was game Friday and then there was a game yesterday. I watched 4 episodes of The Last Alaskan. Have you seen this show yet?
No.
Oh,
I don't know how you find these shows.
I watched a show about people who lived in Alaska, and that was really interesting.
Wasn't Jewel in one?
Yeah, that's a different one. That's a complete. Those are the Kilchers, and I love that show.
How much Alaska do we need?
Yeah, right.
Oh, this one's good because you know
people
what it is.
They
live in the wilderness, and they make things out of nothing.
Well,
and
this one, they're losing their land, so they have this part of Northwest Alaska that has been taken back to become like an
eminent domain.
That's right, and so the families that live in this part of Alaska, which is like the size of South Carolina, that's it. When they die, nobody else can live there. So it's them and their kids. And when the kids are gone, that's it. Man will no longer be allowed there.
Can the kids have more kids and they get to
stay? No, that's it.
Grandfathered in?
No, they are not grandfathered in. And so this started in 1980. So now we're at the end of it. And it's showing the last families that when they die, that's it. It's amazing. It's very well done. The last
so happy
lesson.
You're still hyped.
I also watched that show you've been advertising for, The Hunters. Yeah.
I started that one.
With
I
Al Pacino?
Just like, oof.
Really?
I need to be in a different mental space. I wanted to laugh, and that is not the place
yeah,
to
no.
laugh.
Well, it's kind of like Quentin Tarantino meets National Treasure.
Really? National Treasure?
Yeah.
That's where you're going?
Yeah, 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 because it's like, you know, they're... It's
instead of hunting the Constitution, they're hunting Nazis?
Yeah, yeah. That's right, exactly. And there's all sorts of clues that he has to figure out. And, you know, he sees things in print that that nobody else sees, where letters light up and everything like that, that kind of deal. And then, of course, I watched This Old House. Gotta watch
of
This Old
course.
House. All I did was watch television this
riveting.
Weekend. I know. It was a big, big weekend. Producer, or Annie, how about you? What'd you do this weekend?
I did the dinner on Friday. That was lovely. And I was asleep by probably 8 o'clock, I want to say at the latest.
Chicken parm, eggplant parm.
I did a gluten-free chicken parm, and it was so good.
Annie and her father go to dinner every Friday night.
Every Friday. I actually had a friend drive by, and she's like, just saw you guys in the window. Just wanted to say hi. Hey, girl, what's up? Saturday morning, I woke up. We ran in Wayland this week. I did 16 and a half miles, and I felt really good. And then I got knocked on my butt by this cold. I don't know why. It just won't leave my body. But... yeah, that was pretty much me for the rest
Producer
of the
Producer Dan.
I went to the 99 this weekend.
What'd you get?
Great meals, great deals. I got the $9 entree, the country fried chicken.
Do you get an app?
Sometimes. And I didn't live crazy this
time. Did you get
time.
The popcorn?
I know. I just got it to go. I was picking up something for me and my girl.
No cheese and crackers to go?
To go? No. Just And then we took Bo to the dog park.
That's not
park.
Really going to the 99, though. I feel like you stopped at the 99.
I don't hate the 99 to go. I don't hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still food. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first meal I had when we moved to Boston 11 years ago.
Was the 99?
Was the 99 to
Nothing's
go.
Been better
that
since.
That was the first meal that we had.
It was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went and picked it up. Lana and I did. Somebody said, oh, we were like in the rental
Watertown,
property.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure mine was
We were in Cambridge,
pizza.
But...
So anyways, then we took Bo to the dog park. It was my first time at this dog park. Mm-hmm. And apparently dog parks are clicky because all these people already knew each other.
Oh, they are.
And we were like the new guys.
Right.
And at one point some guy walks over and goes, hey, I saw your dog and went to the bathroom over there. But I knew it didn't. It was someone else's dog because I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do I fight with this guy over yes. dog poop right now? Or do I just go pick
you
up some?
No, you stand up for yourself, sir. You stand up for your dog because you are a responsible dog owner. Don't let someone tell
what
you
did
you're
say?
Not.
I just picked it up.
What?
Oh, Dan.
I looked at Brittany and I was like, do I fight with this guy that we don't know over dog poop? And she was like, no, it's not worth it. I was like, yeah, you're probably
She's
right.
She's so level-headed. I would have been like, yes, absolutely.
Who's the one that does that? I'm sorry, your dog pooped and you didn't pick it up.
He's like, do you have a bag? Because we knew it wasn't him because actually Bo ran over and peed on that dog while he was doing it. And that's why I knew it was.
Bo knows poop.
That's amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. So, Kennedy, it's about to hit a fever pitch regarding Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the NFL combines are happening this week.
I don't know what that means. Oh, so, is that where they jump and run?
Yes, that is where they assess the new football players.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, they make them run and they make them jump.
It's like
right?
a professional athlete meat market.
It really does seem strange to me.
That got me.
It's speed dating for the NFL
it's
and college
odd.
Football players. That's exactly what it is. And obviously, they're going to be talking about all the new talent. But the big thing is Tom Brady. And so all of the agents are going to be there, Kennedy.
Does Tom Brady have to go to the combine?
No, but they're going to be talking about, like, do we take this quarterback or do we have a chance to get Tom Brady?
Okay.
Right? Because...
Oh, so perhaps quarterbacks that would hope to get a job might not get a job because they're hoping that Tom Brady might get a job.
That is exactly
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Clogging up the market, Kennedy.
I see. Thank you for sharing.
And so what we have decided here on the show is we need to figure out a way to let Tom Brady know how much we care for him and would like him to re-sign with the New England Patriots.
Correct.
So we have come up with this idea. It is called 12K for Tom. Take a listen.
Hey, Tommy, it's me. Yeah, the fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring, 7 rings with the Pats. Think about it, another parade right down Boylston Street.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Why would you leave everything we have here? The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again? Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you, and we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston. Be a path.
That sounds like me at the end of that
it
promo.
It was indeed, Carson.
That anonymous fan makes a lot of good points.
You know, I needed somebody who, you know, spoke to the people, who is one of the people.
He's fluent.
All right, so here is our plan. We're hoping to get 12,000 letters that we are going to, in turn, deliver to Tom Brady down at Gillette Stadium.
12,000 letters.
Oh, sorry, yes.
There's no R, Carson.
Right.
Come on.
So the letter can be short and sweet. It can be as simple as what we've seen around town, like, please stay, Tom.
Yes.
It could be more detailed. You could, you know, explain all the reasons why he should stay here, why you love him.
Well, it needs to be, you know, something that when he reads it.
Right.
That he will, it will speak to his heart.
Hit him in the feels, guys.
That's what I meant.
I've already written
in the
three.
Feels.
So here's how it's going to happen. You're going to write the letter and you're going to send it to us. And then we're going to take all the letters and we're going to deliver them directly to Gillette Stadium.
That is correct.
We don't know how any of that's going to work. We don't even know if we're allowed on the property, but we're going to do it. We're going to figure out a way for it to happen.
Are
they public? I don't even know that's true.
Well, I figure maybe we could go to Showcase
the Putnam Club
live, and then we'll just walk around.
Right, we'll find somebody.
I'll get us in one way or another.
Right, we'll figure something out. We will figure out a way to get these to Tom. So, what do you do with your letter? You need to send it to us.
Yes.
Our address is 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway. It is Boston, Mass. Oh, what's the zip code, Kennedy?
02135-1100.
Okay, we don't have to worry about all that. 02135, that is it. And I believe if you go to mix1041.com, Kennedy is distracted right now, I can tell.
I can't make it work.
Kennedy is trying to put it up on the website right now.
The link works, so we can put it out on all of our social medias, but for some reason it's just not showing up on the page.
Okay, so here's what we'll do for right now while we get the behind-the-scenes stuff figured out. If you want to text us in the studio at 617-931-1234, we will send you back a link that has the address on it.
It's there.
And then you can... It is up?
Yep.
It is up on the website.
Let's go!
Okay, you can get it up on the website too at mix1041.com, so says Kennedy. We'll put it out on all the social media. And then what I want you to do is write a letter. And send us the letter, all right? And we need to get 12,000 of these letters.
This is a lot of letters.
It is a lot of letters. And then if you want to, when you send us your letter, if you want to just tell us on social media, hashtag it, 12K for Tom.
Yep.
We will share that as well. We will retweet it all. We will at Tom. We will at the team. We will let everybody know. We need to let everybody know.
So, and I have a few ideas.
Yes.
Your kid probably has leftover Valentines. Go ahead and send those.
Okay. That's not bad.
And maybe some teachers out there, if you want to get your whole class involved.
That is a great idea.
We would love you to do that. Yes. So my teachers that are out there listening, we know you're out there doing God's work. Back after a week vacation, those kids are going to be nuts today.
Yep.
Give them something to do.
That is a great idea. Like, yes, getting your entire class to write
especially
letters to
kids
Tom.
That maybe didn't do so great. This could be extra credit. So go into your teach and be like, listen, I hope you had a good vacation. Yeah. By the way, extra credit. We're going to make Tom stay. Bingo, bango, ipso facto. Another ring.
Do you want to live in a city of champions and just write a letter?
One fish, two fish, Tom Brady.
Don't leave.
Baby, come back. Any kind of food, good city.
I love that Dan will just sing player anytime.
Hey, Tommy, it's me. Yeah, the fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring. 7 rings with the Pats. Think about it. Another parade right down Boylston Street.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Why would you leave everything we have here? The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again. Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you. And we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston.
Let's
be a
go,
path.
Let's go,
Was that the Atlanta game?
It was indeed, Carson. It was indeed, and I just felt the need to bring it on back.
3-28. Hashtag never forget.
Never forget.
Patriots are losing in the third quarter. 3-28.
Until the greatest quarterback of all time.
That's right.
People left. People didn't believe.
That's right.
Yeah. The believers, that's what we need today.
We didn't leave. We were there. Dan and I were hugging.
That's it. I sprinted around the bar.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. That was amazing. Okay, again, if you want the address, 12K for Tom, we're going to attempt to collect 12,000 letters to try and let Tom Brady know how much we care for this
we
man.
We care.
And we would love for him to sign a new contract with the New England Patriots.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of SBLI. So HBO Max is giving what all of you friends people, what you've wanted and been waiting for almost 16 years. Mm. And that is a reunion.
Hey. Oh my gosh. Finally, I'm so excited about this.
All right. When the new streaming service launches in May, the unscripted special will be there along with all 236 episodes. It is the first time Jennifer, Courtney, Lisa, Matt, Matthew, and David have appeared on screen together since 2004. They'll film the special at the original Friends soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio lot in Burbank. I wonder if they're going to take that Instagram pop-up place and just use it.
Oh my God, imagine.
However, it did not come cheap. Guess how much money each cast member is getting?
$1 million.
That's what they got during the season.
I'm going to say they're each getting $5 million.
I already know, so I don't want to.
Good enough. 2.5.
They each get $2.5 million?
Correct.
Worth every penny of it.
For one thing.
They're going to shut down whatever HBO streaming service that is.
That's little money for the Friends, too.
Right? That is nothing.
They make in syndication, they make more than that every year just to be nothing.
I'm so happy about it. And I know there are people out there like, you're going to ruin it. You're not going to ruin it.
I don't see the point. What's the point of reunion? The reunion.
Because you want to know what's going on in their lives.
No, I don't. I want them forever to be that age.
Really?
Yes. Doing what they did.
It was such a good show. I just think they tied such a pretty bow on it. I wanted to live there. I don't know.
And there are some shows to me that are like that. But I got to tell you, when I was convinced that it's okay to go back if it's done well, was Breaking Bad, when it came back for that little movie.
El Camino.
It was just fantastic. It was great. I'm so excited about
it. I understand the allure of it. Like, you have such a connection with these characters, and you want to see what they're up to now. But I'm calling it. All the people who want it are not going to be happy when they get
it. I'm going to be happy with it.
It's going to be like, oh my God.
Who's got kids? I need to know who has kids. Who's married? Who's divorced? Somebody terminally ill.
Oh my God.
No, I don't want any of that.
What are you saying?
You just
never
know.
Divorce and terminally ill. Yeah, that's going to be a real uplifting time.
You just never know. You never know.
What's Janice up to these days?
Yeah, bring her back.
Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna will be remembered at a special memorial ceremony put on by the Los Angeles Lakers and Kobe's Mamba and Mamacita Sports Foundation today. A celebration of life for Kobe and Gianna Bryant will honor the NBA legend and his 13-year-old daughter at the Staples Center. Of course, the Staples Center is where Kobe spent most of his two-decade career playing for the Lakers and now known as the house that Kobe built. It will be a celebration of life on a very symbolic date. Today is 2/24. His number was 24. Her number was 2 in the youth basketball teams. The service starts at 10 Pacific time. There are still tickets available if you feel like flying, but you can pay your respects during the memorial no matter where you are. Entertainment Tonight will be live streaming the entire event at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and you can tune in at etlive.com.
So the Celtics played there last night. They played the Lakers, and a lot of the Celtics players wore the purple armband with Kobe's number on it, and so the Celtics actually stayed in L.A. They're going to attend the service today.
It's ESPN is... live streaming it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people.
Really good.
Meghan Trainor, our good friend, and her dad, Gary, who has also been a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Gary is currently in the hospital after recovering being hit by a car in L.A.
What?
It happened on Friday night. Gary was crossing a busy street near the San Fernando Valley. Initial reports claimed it was a hit and run, but cops later confirmed the driver who hit Gary stuck around and that no crime was committed. Mm. The driver said Meghan's dad was wearing dark clothes and he simply couldn't see him. Gary was transferred to the hospital. He is in stable condition and he's expected to be okay. Meghan took to Instagram to give us an update, saying, "I'm with my dad now. Thank you for all your sweet messages. It was all very scary. He is the strongest man I know." Adding a heart and praying hands emoji.
And if you've never seen her in concert, too, like he'll be up on stage. He dances. He knows the routines. He is all in.
He goes with her everywhere.
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah. All right, guys. Coming up at 7:30, Kanye Swift's Sunday Service got a big special guest.
Kanye Swift. I love that.
Did I say Kanye Swift?
Yeah. I love that mashup.
The second story is about Taylor Swift.
Taylor West,
because they're best friends.
Of course.
Taylor West.
No bad blood there at all.
Appeared together over the weekend, but behind so many umbrellas, you're not sure if it was them or not. I'll tell you everything I know. All right, let's go.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's coming in hot.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hot attack.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That's right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
Somebody's asking Kennedy, is the Friends reunion going to be unscripted? I didn't think it was going to be an episode.
The only thing that I've seen here Yes, an unscripted special will be there. Did I not read that part?
No.
The streaming services launches in May. The unscripted special will be there along with the twin 36 episodes. Pretty sure. Sorry.
What does that mean, an unscripted special? They're all going to be themselves?
Is it going to be like After Jersey Shore?
Is it going to be like that Beverly Hills 90210?
After Jersey Shore.
Yeah, do you remember that when they all met up like afterwards and they had the panel discussion with the audience?
So, yes. Thank you for that.
Script the special.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, now I'm kind of disappointed.
Somebody said, shut up, Dan and Annie Kennedy. I love you, but I need a reunion.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Great. Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Kennedy, I think we have a principal from Abington who said she's willing to get involved with 12K for Tom.
Let's go.
Okay, hang on. Before we do that, though, if you did not hear our big announcement earlier this morning, we'll explain it like this.
Hey, Tommy, it's me. Yeah, the fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring, 7 rings with the Pats. Think about it, another parade right down Boylston Street. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Why would you leave everything we have here? The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again? Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you, and we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston. Let's be a Pat.
Let's go, Pat! Let's go, Pat!
Yes, let's go.
I'll still chant that.
So if you go to mix1041.com, you will find our mailing address. So you just have to mail them to us. We'll take care of all the rest of the work. Again, go to mix1041.com. So Laura, you are a principal, is that right?
Yes, I'm a principal of a preschool, but I'm also an out-of-district coordinator, so I'm connected to the whole district in Abington.
Well, you are now our official liaison for all of Abington.
Pretty much.
Take it to the top.
Awesome.
So this is our idea here. This is our idea. We think if we can collect 12,000 letters for Tom Brady, that we might convince him to re-sign with the New England Patriots. And so what we want people to do is to write letters. They could be short, sweet, simple, to the point. Just, Tom, please don't go.
Yeah.
Please don't go, right. Girl.
It can be, you know, made on construction paper. It doesn't have to be, you know, an actual card you buy at the store. Maybe there's some extra Valentines laying around. Christmas cards.
You
doesn't
got
matter.
It.
And then you
absolutely.
Just.
Absolutely. My little guys are all over something like this.
That's yes. What I'm saying. And so then you would mail them to us here at the radio station. We're going to collect all 12,000 of the letters, and then we're going to deliver them to Tom at Gillette Stadium.
Just stick them all in one big folder and send them on out.
I know the good people you there in the Bing, too. The Bing doesn't
all
mess around,
right.
Kennedy, you see. They're good people. They're going to get their letters. The kids, it's going to be the best letters you've ever seen.
The Bing?
The Bing.
Is that what they call Abington?
Yes, the Bing.
The Bing.
Oh, we don't have time to get into all that.
What are we talking about?
I love learning new things from me.
So, Laura, you think this is something you can get the kids behind?
Absolutely it is. They're always wearing their jerseys, so they can certainly write some letters.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
All right. There goes Laura from Abington. She is our first principal on board. Getting the kids to write the letters.
I love it.
If you have a classroom that wants to do it, like yes. I said, I'm just saying, you should let the kids get a little extra credit.
Yeah. Get those Sharpies and glue sticks going.
Right? Go from like maybe little Timmy goes from a C- to a B-.
Show them the power of the written word.
Oh, right?
Wow.
A lot of these kids know nothing but Tom Brady. He's been here 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't be in a losing season. Do you know how detrimental that is to their health?
Yeah.
And a lot of kids don't know what mail is.
Like you can teach them about a stamp.
Right. Teach going to the post office.
What a time.
Right. So again, go to mix1041.com. We have all the info there. You just mail it right to us. And if you're somebody that wants to get involved, give us a call in studio at 617-931-1234. We have one other person here that would like to make a plea to Tom Brady quick, Kennedy.
Tom, where the hell else are you going to go? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to the Chargers? What are you going to do there? You're going to get $40 million to play with the Chargers. They're not going to be able to pay wide receivers. Then you're going to be stuck like you were last year with nobody to throw to. Come back to the Patriots, Tom. You got Belichick. You got Kraft. You got all us Bostonians behind you. Come back. We'll even get you some wide receivers this year to throw to. Come on, Tom.
Be smart, Tommy.
All right.
Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. It's me. Yeah, the fans. The fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring. Seven rings with the Pats.
Yeah.
Think about it. Another parade right down Boylston Street.
Yeah.
Why would you leave everything we have here?
Why would you?
The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again. Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you. And we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston. Be a Pat.
All right, go to mix1041.com. Again, our address is up there. And if you're a teacher that wants to get involved with your classroom, give us a call at 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Kanye West, of course, has his Sunday service every Sunday. Different places, different whatevers. However, Justin Bieber was the latest guest. Video posted to the social medias shows Bieber treating yesterday's congregation to a performance of Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made It.
I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can't say.
I watched the Sunday service they did with Joel Osteen. It was like an hour and a half special. His band and the singers and
they're
the musicians.
Unbelievable.
It's an incredible performance.
However, I'd like to take issue with Kanye West for one moment, if I may.
Why is that, Kennedy?
So I went shopping for clothes over the weekend.
Okay.
Everything is monochrome and tan and that color that everything of his clothing line is. Mm. So it's okay to have color.
And it has rips in it. Rips where they're not necessary.
Just everything was taupe.
Because Kim Kardashian wears it. So.
And I know that I wear black on black on black, but I like a little spot of color every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, I'm sorry.
You guys
about
just
that.
Don't understand genius.
You're right. You know what, Dan?
He's Rembrandt. He's Picasso. He's Walt Disney. Have
Yeezy
you heard him talk?
Season.
Taylor Swift helped her boyfriend Joe Alwyn celebrate his 29th birthday in London this weekend, but they didn't want anyone to see them together.
Of course.
The lengths that they went to make make sure no photographer got a snap of them. I mean, TMZ didn't get a picture. Nobody got a picture.
Wow.
They were at Bob Ricard restaurant, and they left. They were covered by these gigantic umbrellas.
Amazing.
And we're just taking the word that they were there because nobody actually saw them.
She talked about that in the documentary where she disappeared for like, was it a year and a half or something like that? Nobody saw her.
After the Kanye, Kim Kardashian, like tapes got released, she didn't, no one saw her for a year.
And they went to those same extremes and they show video of her like trying
Remember her getting in speaker boxes?
Right. Just like being
wheeled out to a truck.
Snuck in and out of vehicles, all the umbrellas and everything.
I kind of like this. Like, I feel like she's really protecting this relationship, which is nice. I feel like she's never done that.
No.
Is this her longest relationship? Like, they've been together a few years, right?
I feel like she probably had long relationships, but they just always were so scrutinized, and that just takes a toll.
And super public.
I wonder when they're going to announce to us all that they got married.
I don't know, Carson, but as soon as they do, I'll let you know.
They'll never tell us.
I called it first.
And Kelly Clarkson is calling out The Voice.
What?
In a new promo, there's a picture of her, and she appears to be a bit more busty than she is in real life. The picture has Kelly in a blue dress, and the tagline is, "The reigning champ is ready to win." And it definitely looks like the picture has been altered. She said, "I feel like this is what I would look like with a boo job. I don't know why my chest looks enormous in this pic, but thank you to the universe for this one." She says, "I feel like all I need is a cape, and then I'm ready to save some civilians."
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Don't do it, guys.
That's weird because The Voice, I feel like, is so, I don't know how to explain
it. She's very body positive. She doesn't care.
But I feel like The Voice in general is such a, just, you know, family, wholesome. They have fun with each other.
But the production people, perhaps the marketing people.
Mm. Yeah, some guy in a
suit. Graphics person.
She looks fine all by herself.
Could be a girl, Dan.
She doesn't, need you.
Could be, Dan. We're awful to each other. We really and truly are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. So we're calling it 12K for Tom. Take a listen to this.
Hey, Tommy, it's me. Yeah, the fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring. Seven rings with the Pats. Think about it. Another parade right down Boylston Street. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Why would you leave everything we have here? The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again. Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you. And we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston. Let's be a pass.
Let's go, Pets!
Ready to run through a brick wall.
Okay, so here's what we need. 12,000 letters, and we have about 2.5 weeks to get this done, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, we don't know when he's going to make
it. What's the deadline again?
The 15th.
The 15th. Something like that? But, so that's the deadline.
You know, but things could happen before that, so we got to get this moving.
Well, and this week, too, it gets... there's going to be a lot of scuttlebutt, Kennedy. There's going to be a lot of rumors and conjecture.
Why is it this week, Carson?
Well, because the combine. Combine. Thank you. Thank you. I forgot my word there. The combines are happening, and that's where all the young possible NFL players that are in college are trying to impress the teams. And there are quarterbacks out there, right, that could go in the NFL draft. But if you're a team that's like, hey, maybe I could get Tom Brady instead of drafting a quarterback, then I can draft somebody else, and I'll just get Tom Brady. Hey, Tom, we'll draft a really good wide receiver that you can throw. Like, all that sort of stuff is happening behind this. All the agents are there. All the coaches are there.
That these... Because these are kids, right?
Yes.
The new kids, right?
Yes, the new kids
that they're really going to say, we might get Tom Brady, so I might not get this guy?
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the thing. That is the thing. So what we want you to do is write a letter and then mail it to us here at the radio station. We've got our mailing address. It's 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Boston, Mass. 02135. If you didn't get that, that's okay. It's up at mix1041.com. Or if you want to drop us a text, 617-931-1234, and we will just text you back a link right to the address. And so we're just looking for anybody that can write a letter. It can be short, sweet, to the point. You know, maybe you get your classroom involved. If you're a student or a principal or a parent and you have kids in school, that would help us a lot,
too. Your exercise class, your... What else? What else do people meet for?
Garden club.
Your meetup group.
Garden club.
Yeah, in the winter, of course.
Hey, what about your girls in the... what is that Facebook group there?
The toasters.
Why don't you get the toasters involved?
Sure.
Will you post something?
I'm serious. If the toasters get involved, wow.
You're getting 45,000 letters.
Let's get the toasters involved. We love the toasters.
Yes, we love it.
And we know you're like in with the toasters.
Sure.
Okay. Do you know what the toasters is, Producer Dan?
No. It's a kitchen appliance you get at a wedding.
It's very similar.
It's okay.
So what am I missing here, Kennedy? Is that everything?
I think that's everything. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Mm. Just write a letter
or go to CVS today and buy a card that's funny.
Yeah.
And send it on in. Go get a stamp. I think the hardest thing's going to be finding a stamp.
Is it?
But I believe in you.
Yeah, just do it at work.
That too.
And then
run it, yeah.
Throw it in the unstamped mail bin.
Yeah. Somebody just texted in from the 978. If I were Tom Brady, I would leave Boston just because someone actually sent me 12,000 pieces of mail.
Okay.
Wow.
Well,
I would love 12,000 pieces of mail, especially if they aren't bills.
And that much love from people? How can you say no to a 3-year-old, Tom? Cut out those letters.
Sorry we annoyed you with our love.
Giselle, quit texting us, is what I'm saying.
He's been here 20 years, 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 victories, 6 parades. You want to end up, want to see him end his career with the Chargers?
No.
With the Raiders?
No.
With the
Bears? What?
Oh, jeez, don't
get
even
get out of my face. I will camp out in Foxborough.
So I really think if he just sees how serious we are about him staying. We just want to see him finish his career here. And listen, there's no bad blood. If he decides to move on, we get it. Everybody, you know, everybody is going to love him up regardless of the decision that he
makes.
Will they? Yeah, they really will.
Not if he goes like to New York.
Listen, people are going to love on Tom Brady for the rest of his life from
Dan,
New England.
I'm going to rappel down the side of Gillette with 2 bags full of cards. And I'm going to deliver them and say, baby, come back.
Yes, we are from the 617. Are we giving these damn? Yes. So what you're going to do is you're going to mail them to us here at the radio station. We're going to collect them. And then as soon as we get the 12,000, we're going to make one drop to Gillette. We have
just drop it at the front door and hope it gets to her.
Yeah, so
thank
we,
you.
We
what were, if we take it to the TB12 Center?
Oh, that's not bad.
He might be there, or at least
yeah,
someone
who
knows
him might
be
idea.
There.
So we didn't think this all the way through. We just thought of the letter part. We
that's
didn't think
right.
about the ending part. So once we have the letters, we'll figure out how to get them to...
We have some sports people around here. They can help us.
Well, we are the number one sports morning show in Boston.
Well,
so
the number
we have
two
people.
Is down there, so it's fine.
They are the number two. You are right about that, Kennedy.
Hey, Tommy, it's me. Yeah, the fans. The fans of Boston. I am here on behalf of everyone saying, come on, kid, you're one of us. Let's go for another ring. Seven rings with the pass.
Seven rings.
Think about it. Another parade right down Boylston Street. Allow me
to throwing beers at one another.
Why would you leave everything we have here? The lobster, the harbor views. I mean, walking through the public garden, you've done it. You want to do it again. Stay here, Tommy. So we want to show you how much we love you. And we need your help, Boston. 12K for Tom. We need 12,000 letters saying, Tommy, please stay in Boston. Come on, this is wicked important. Stay here in Boston.
This guy's making a lot of sense.
You can, by the way, if you want to share this with people, if you want to share the link on social media and just do the hashtag 12K for Tom, which is already trending this morning in Boston. So the hashtag is 12K for Tom. Drop us a letter. Get your classroom. Get your business, whatever. Please send it to us. We will give you the love. If you have any questions or you need the address, again, drop us a text at 617-931-1234. If you go to mix1041.com, we have it right there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.